Hello, you're listening to The Dragons of Blue Land by Ruth Stiles Gannett. This is Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. Chapter 5. Back to Nevergreen City. High, high over the desert flew the dragon, the hot wind stifling him, the hot sun parching his throat. He strained his eyes to see each object on the sands to make sure it wasn't a man. At last he was over Spiky Mountain Range. Panting for air and water, he circled down fast and plunged through the trees to a mountain brook. He had seen no one on the desert. "I'll rest here until dusk," he thought, sticking his head right under the cool, gurgling water. Then he lay down in the brook on his stomach, carefully keeping his gold-colored wings out of the water. As he dried off on a sunny rock, he listened for noises of men and dreamed of how he and Elmer would rescue his family. Once he heard children's voices, but a woman called them together and they went off in the other direction. School picnic, he thought, as he shook out his wings for the long, hard trip ahead. He wanted to reach Nevergreen City by morning without stopping. Up through the trees and over Seaweed City flew the dragon. He saw lights popping on suddenly along streets, in houses, but he didn't hear a little boy scream, "Mommy, come look at the dragon in the sky." It didn't matter. The little boy's mother only said, "Chester, I told you to stay in bed." So Chester was the only one to see the dragon, and nobody believed him until later, when the dragon affair had become famous. As I remember, Elmer said he lived right across the street from the park, thought the dragon as he hurried on. Yes, it was Evergreen Park. But what if I can't find him? The wind beat back his tears as he raced over Seaweed Bay, over Mr. Wagon Wheel's farm and the zigzagging brook. He thought he could see the road as the moon slipped in and out among the clouds. He flew to the coast of Popsicornia and followed it southward. Suddenly, he felt flooded in light. What had happened? The moon? No. He looked down and saw a beam of light leaping up from a ship off the coast. He violently zigzagged up and down to one side and then to the other, trying to get rid of the light. Men were shouting on the ship. Into the beam, out again, flooded in light, out of the beam again he flew. He knew that the ship's searchlight had found him accidentally. But as it tried to follow his flight, he thought wildly, "How well can they see me? What do they think I am?" And then, as suddenly as the light had found him, it lost him. He sped on in the comforting darkness, his heart pounding hard with fright. As dawn began to break into the sky, he saw Nevergreen City Harbor, the lighthouse, and in the center of the city, a large green shape. Evergreen Park, he thought with relief, and he quietly glided down among the trees. No one had been on the streets to see him.